Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Raven's new thing that he does that drives me crazy is that he's constantly complaining that he's bored.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Like I'm 12 years old all over again, or I'm like the dog where I'm always just looking at the master going, what are we going to do next?
Oh my gosh, it's Anna and Raven. And every time he looks at me, he's like, I'm just so bored. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? We have so much work to do. What are you talking about bored?
Work is not the way that you distract yourself from boredom, especially when you get out. I mean, when I'm getting out of work, too, I'm bored, man.
Right.
I've done house projects. I've done all that stuff. You can't go anywhere, really. I mean, it's starting, but it's just, well, I'm just bored.
After he said it for the 17th time, I was like, you know what? I'm, like, fascinated. Like, how can you be bored in a time like this? There's just a lot going on, you know? So I started doing some research. And what does bored even mean?
Boring is the process of digging a hole through a repetitive and monotonous motion. So it's hardly surprising, then, that we use the same word to describe the emotion we feel when performing similar tasks.
So it's just you're doing the same thing over and over and over, which is actually very true during a pandemic. And okay. I realized ever since research.
My hamster on a wheel, man.
Yeah. It's actually a real thing. And research started on boredom not till the 1980s. That's when scientists really started to come together to find out whether boredom is like a thing we make up in our head or if it's an actual emotion.
If it was just people doing the cop-out thing.
Right.
In the 80s was when we first decided to care about people's emotions and mental well-being. Still got a long way to go, I would say.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it was, you know, think about it. It's not that long ago.
So in the 80s, that's when boredom came up.
Right. And it turns out that it's real. So how does one become bored?
It comes about due to a lack of stimulus. When the external world around us and the internal world of our mind no longer satisfy our brain's need for information.
See? So the 80s is when they figured that out. That explains a lot of stuff. Acid wash jeans.
Right.
IROC Z's.
Yep.
Those slot glasses, you know, that weren't glasses, but they were the slots
now,
that they had
people
those.
See out of those? I never understood.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, because of boredom, people got a little bit more creative. We could bring some of that stuff back.
This is why I found this fascinating, because it's not all bad boredom.
Okay.
It's an incredible ability that we share with no other creature. We're able to understand the complexities and the majesty of the world around us, and it's still not enough for our brains.
So it turns out that me shunning you for saying that you're bored is actually wrong, because what you're feeling is a real emotion that's chemically balanced in your brain like no other creature on earth has this ability to be bored.
See that? See? So I need some help there, clearly.
You do need
I'm
help.
I'm worth the help and the investment.
Well, luckily, in 1986, they created something called, it's called like a boredness scale.
Okay.
And I can actually test whether or not you're really bored or if you're lazy. And that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. It's been really aggravating lately because Raven keeps complaining that he's bored. And I'm like,
I am so bored.
What are you bored about?
Like, I am bored.
You're so busy. I don't know what you're talking about. It's so busy.
Can we do something fun already?
Okay. It's Anna and Raven. And after he said it for like the 13th day in a row and I kept rolling my eyes at him, I'm like, you know what? Let me actually find out what it means to be bored. And when I started doing some research, I actually learned a lot of stuff. So being bored is a real emotion that you feel. It's not made up in your head. And there's a lot of reasons why this happens. And it all started in the 1980s when scientists and researchers started doing some studies on it. And what they found is that if you have a lack of energy, procrastination, lack of inspiration or motivation.
I got all those right now, man.
It's a real feeling that overcomes you. And the pandemic boredom is also a real thing that's been happening across the board.
Right, because you haven't been able to go anywhere or do anything.
Right. So what they did was they created this boredom proneness scale, which is a 28-question quiz that measures how bored an individual actually is.
Yeah, that was a hard quiz, man.
I gave it Raven the whole thing a few minutes ago. I have the results. I have not told him. But here's some sample questions. Unless I am doing something exciting, even dangerous, I feel half dead and dull. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I agreed with that. I need to be right on the edge of this thing, right? I mean, jumping out of helicopters, all right, you know, maybe on the front of a missile. Told you, I wanted to be an astronaut. Digging ditches on Mars would be a lot more entertaining.
I feel that I am working below my abilities most of the time. I can answer for you on that, and that's agree.
That's hurtful.
Right, well, I'm just...
Wait, you know, they just told you it's a real condition, and where's your empathy? Already evaporated.
I have empathy, and I'm going to tell you why in a second.
Uh-huh.
I'm often trapped in situations where I have to do meaningless things. Agree or disagree?
Over and over and over again. You should see some of the emails I have to send.
You don't even read half the emails I send you.
That's right, because it's monotonous.
Okay. When I was young, I was often in monotonous and tiresome situations.
I mean, I told you I would just daydream out and during Little League games. I would just, it didn't matter if the ball was coming my way. I'm just staring at things.
Well, oddly enough,
yeah,
your tolerance for boredom is about average. What shocked me was for the amount of grief I've been giving you about this.
Yeah.
I am easily bored. And I am like a test case for somebody that loses their mind over boredom.
So you took the same quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And all the stuff that I was reading about people like me that are easily bored, mm-hmm. it was like they hit the nail on the head with everything that goes through my mind and that I feel.
Wait a minute. I thought we were here to help me. Now all of a sudden we're going to be helping you.
Well, we're going to help each other.
More monotony.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're going to put this quiz up on our Facebook page and on Raven. You'll be able to take it for yourself. But Raven, I have come up with, through science, three things you can do tonight to make yourself less bored, and then you are going to report tomorrow, same time, mm-hmm. and you are going to tell me how it went.
Number one.
One, because you have no direction in life, I want you to give me a five-year plan. What do you want to accomplish personally and professionally in the next 5 years?
Five-year plan.
Number two, I want you to actively seek something new. I want you to watch a documentary, and I want you to prepare a 60-second recap of what you learned in that documentary.
Oh, come on. Now I got homework.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that I haven't seen right now. I'm so bored with TV.
Well, that's why you're not going to be bored, because you have this list. And the third thing you need to do to combat boredom tonight, create something with your hands. I want you to draw me a picture, but it has to be meaningful. Don't just scribble with a pen. Get some markers, some crayons, and make it look good.
Make something with my hands.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Tomorrow, same time. We'll see if Raven is bored.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.